tonight on the Otagao Mutual Collapse. Everybody, Vika here. Alright, man, it's been a day. Although I had to work on a day where I am not usually supposed to work, I've been happy today. Except for some news, and I'm sure the whole internets already know. But let's go through the paces now. This is the last episode of the first season. Yeah, I decided to split up the seasons into 6 months. You know. Maybe I should call them box sets. Box set 1, and tomorrow is box set 2. Also, tomorrow's the listener show, so if you have any questions or things you want to say, or voicemails you want in the show, go ahead and do it before, like, around 6 tomorrow when I start recording it. Yeah, I'm recording this episode at 11 p.m., so you won't even be listening to this until, like, what, Wednesday anyway? Shit. Man, fuck it. I failed. Oh. Anyway, we got some news, we got a strange feedback, and you hear this? Does it sound different to you? That's because I'm using a new microphone, and I got this little mixer, I got these headphones, and I got this thingy I put thingies in that connects to my computer through USB, and oh my god! Yes, I actually can't explain it more technically, I just don't feel like it. Yeah, so tell me how I sound. Give me some feedback, you know? Besides, a lot of people gave me advice during my first 6 months as a podcaster. And I hope I'm getting way better, you know? Maybe the reviews need work. I actually listened back to a few of my episodes. I'm like, man, I could have reviewed that better. I suck. Oh my god, I suck. Compared to so-and-so, I suck balls. Balls suck. Anyway, enough of my ball sucking. Let's start this shit. Okay, first thing first. I'm sure most of you already heard this by now through your, Slashdots, Digs, Facebook. I found out when I went to my friend Nato's Facebook, and I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, OMG, seriously? He's like, yeah. I was like, damn. What I'm referring to is the death of Gary Gygax. If you don't know, he's the guy who created best well-known, well, not the best, but it's the most well-known tabletop RPG ever. Basically, one of the fathers of that. He helped create Geekery as it is now. I mean, without the influence of D&D, I doubt a lot of things that are in our Geekery now would be, well, what it is. Would there be a Burning Wheel? Would there be any BESM? Would tabletop gaming even exist at all when you think about it? Anyway, his influence upon the geek world is great. Thus, he gets a special tribute in my book, and plus, I'm a D&Der myself, you know? And it got me into other RPGs. And plus, it got me into wanting to board game, and got me into other games, and got me into, like, video game RPGs and stuff like that. Man, I remember when I was younger, I was like, man, I want some D&D for Christmas or my birthday, man. I want to, like, get my first D&D book. And my sister's like, no, you can't. I was like, why not? And I was just, like, 11 or 10, I think. I was like, why not? I want to learn how to play. And she's like, but it's for the devil. Because, well, she's stupid. And she's kind of a prude Christian whatever. Well, she was. Now she's just crazy. But, yeah. She's like, it's for the devil. And I'm like, no. But later on, through my bro, I got to play it, and it was just a while back, a few years ago, in a comic shop. Well, he introduced us to something. He didn't tell us it was D&D. We found out it was basically D&D, and he's like, so y'all want to play? I was like, all right. And we have a semi-regular campaign. We just started a new one, because the old one, we haven't played in so long, kind of forgot where things left off. And then there's Battle Arena, which I love Battle Arena most of all. I mean, this one time, me and my friend Seth was doing a Battle Arena. I went invisible, and she went invisible. And we moved around the, you know, chart. I put down my exploding spikes and shit like that. And next thing you know, Matt just laughs out loud. I'm like, what's so funny? Hey, he's like, he called over the room. He's like, hey, Steve, what happens when two invisible people walk into each other? And I was like, oh, you can't be serious. How the fuck? Anyway, I got out of that game thanks to my cheap-ass exploding spikes. That's a cheap item to use. That's a cheater weapon. Oh my god, I feel kind of bad. Because I use mostly, like, I used two of those to finish the job. And plus I had, like, levitation, arrows. Anyway, I'm sure most of you are probably like, what, we don't care about D&D, we came for the anime. Well, whatever. This goes out to Gary Gygax. Let you roll in your grave forever. You know what I mean, D20s. Roll your D20s in honor on this day. This song goes out to you.
Better get back up here. This is a song about a guy you might remember from high school. Or you might be this guy from high school, I don't know. My little harmonica. I got my 12-sided die, and I'm ready to roll with a wizard and my goblin crew. My friends are coming over to my mom's basement, bringing Funyuns and the Mountain Dew. I got a big broadsword made out of cardboard, and that stereo's a pumping Zeppelin. It's that time of the night, we turn on the black light, let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin. It's D&D! Fighting with the legends of yore, it's D&D! Never kissed a lady before. Nope. Woo! Now the Lord of the Rings, the dark crystal and things, we use these as a reference tool. And when we put on our cloaks and tell warlock jokes, we're the coolest kids at the school. No, we're not.
I know.
Now Tack's a real bastard, but a fair dungeon master. He's got hit points and charisma to lend. And I rehearse in my room, or what I call the dragon's tomb, when I'm out with my girlfriend. It's D&D!
Wait, sorry. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a... No.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D! Virgins till the day we One, two, three, four, die.
Okay. Now we got some news here. Two of them involve dumb teenagers in the fandom. Alright, if you basically read ANN, I'm not gonna lie where I get my news from. Anime News fucking Network, where everybody does. So sue me. Show me another news site, if you're so concerned. I don't know, I'm just being silly. But anyway, basically this kid got put out of school for writing people's names in death notes, and this other kid got fined because he used Gaara's quote or something in a YouTube video that was threatening his school. One, you don't threaten your school in a YouTube video. Of course someone's bound to find it or whatever. And two, can't even think of your own threatening, menacing note? You had to use Gaara's? Whatever! Ugh. Needless to say, a bunch of even the Narutards were like, okay, I think you have to GTFO out of our fandom here. You're kind of making it look bad for all of us. And considering the Death Note guy, I mean, yeah, I was bullied and I had to let out some stress, but don't leave out your stress in a Death Note. I mean, this happened once before. What makes you think it's not going to happen again, especially if you, say, leave it on your desk out in the open or whatever? And being that this is post-Columbine America, everyone's going to get in a tizzy over it, no matter how insignificant or significant or whatever. Dumb kids and their fucking using anime. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using anime as a reliever. I mean, that's how I got to anime big time back in high school, but yeah, I mean, don't make it look bad. That's all I ask. Whatever. Do what you want. Just don't make everybody look bad while doing so or whatever. I doubt anyone knows what I'm trying to say. I suck at explaining shit. In lighter news, Gurren Lagann the movie. Some people say, oh great, Gainax is going to milk this like they did Ava. Or they're still doing Ava after 10 plus years. I mean, what, 15 years? 13 years? I don't know anymore. I stop counting. Besides, Ava's still going strong after over a decade. And next thing you know, Gurren Lagann might be the next thing. I could be like 32. And everyone's like, oh yeah, Gurren Lagann, blah, 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 blah. I was like, man, I remember back when I was only like younger fan and blah, blah, blah. And then the fourth geners are going to say something. Third geners are going to be like, man, blah, 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 blah. Second geners like me are going to be like, huh. And the first geners will probably be dead. Okay, they won't be dead. I better not say that. But yeah, I don't think that Gainax is trying to milk it. I mean, if it's a good show, maybe it does deserve a movie. I haven't finished watching Gurren Lagann. I got 1 through 13 on my computer, and I watched like 5 or 6 of them. And I plan to watch more tomorrow while I babysit. But anyway, Gurren Lagann movie, looking forward to it. I want to see it. I hope they do what they did to, you know, Paprika and some anime movies. Like, give them a limited run somewhere. Maybe even in one of those artsy theaters. Because that's where I saw Paprika. In one of those artsy theaters. It's one of my favorite theaters, actually. But yeah, I mean, give it a run in the U.S. I think it's popular enough. But then again, some fans aren't. They just want to get their fan subs and watch it on YouTube at home. Whatever. I got some feedback. Feedback, feedback. I should also make some bumpers this weekend so I don't have to sing. Anyway, this is a very weird comment left on my page. It's from someone who marked themselves as the NHK, in all caps. He said, hello, Vega. I have a riddle for you, since so far this is the only way I could get in touch with you. Alright, news flash and interruption. I say every way you could get in touch with me in the credits. Nobody listens to the end, do they? I mean, on the sidebar, on the site, it says, it says my voicemail, that's about it. And then there's the forums. You could always join the forums. I'm just putting that out there, Mr. NHK, and to anyone else. We have forums. There's voicemail. There's my email, which I should really publicize more, I guess. And comment on the Blogspot page if you're just lazy and don't want to do any of that. And he chose this. But anyway, back to the thing. This is the only way I could get in touch with you. I might as well have some fun with it. If you can figure out the answer, you will know what to do. He rhymes. You have maids and sailors, that's a fact, but I have gals and a brigade behind my back. Let's see if you can guess who it is, and you will know who to call. Signed, the NHK. So, I replied in the comment, but I'm going to reply here just in case he doesn't read it, or she. WTF, I have an email, and forum, and a voicemail, and a blah. Pay attention. Nobody pays attention. Okay, I'll play with you. I have maids and sailors, that's a fact, but I have gals and a brigade behind my back. Either you're talking about Kamina of Gurren Lagann, or you're talking about Haruhi Suzumiya of the SOS Brigade. Gurren Brigade or SOS Brigade? I don't know. Oh, well. Hell, maybe I should even say Jesse of Team Rocket. I mean, they're Rocket Don, and SOS Don, and Gurren Don. It's just that it's translated as Team Rocket and not Rocket Brigade. Oh, well. Well, I think I'll go with Kamina. Seems right. Oh, well. I hope I solved your riddle, NHK. Whatever. Well, that game's over. Let's get to those two first impressions. Oh, yeah, I didn't say I had two first impressions. Well, I have two first impressions of two anime I watched over the weekend and yesterday. Let's go. The first of the first impressions is this new show that debuted this weekend called Bakugan. Yeah, I woke up on Saturday morning and I was like, I don't want to listen to the podcast. I think I'll see what's on TV for a change. Because I barely turn on the TV. Except, well, my TV's also my alarm clock, so that's when it comes on. Anyway, I'm like, let's see what's on the good old Cartoon Network. Hey, it's this anime that my friends at Katsucon were talking about. Because my friends from school, they were all like, man, I can't wait till Bakugan. I was like, what the fuck is fucking Bakugan? What the fuck? Anyway, I found out on Saturday. I missed about a few minutes at the beginning, but it didn't matter. Basically, this is going to be another merchandising show. You know, something, I guess, to replace the void of Yu-Gi-Oh! That's been left. They use these cards, and they use these little balls, and monsters pop out the balls, and they use the cards to power them up. It's like a mixture of Pokemon, Digimon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! This just, oh man, this just screams advertising for toys and merchandise and shit like that. And this is so original. Wanna know how original it is? The little world that all the Bakugan come from, you know, the fire world, the water world, the wind world. Their name, Ventus, or Pyrus. Oh, and the dark world is named Darkus. The most original land names ever. Can you believe it? Also, oh, it has the most original main character too. A spiky-haired, little, weird-dressing kid. Ugh. Kind of a mixture of Mega Man 2, the way they talk online like they did in Mega Man NT Warrior. Anyway, Bakugan. I don't even know why, Wash. It was just there. I lost the remote. I just sat there for like a good 20 minutes. I was like, oh my god, this sucks. Oh, and now some sort of weird thing happened in the Bakugan dimension. Because they're actually real and they could talk. Like animals or something. And now everyone can hear their Bakugan talk and they have to save... I bet the main character with that red dragon has to save the world. Because everyone knows the main character of all these shows have have some sort of dragon. Or they're red. Or they're whatever. Yes, Bakugan. Baka. Fuck it. And the next first impression, I watched some of yesterday, and I'm mad that I missed two episodes of it, three and four, but I watched one and two, and I'm gonna watch six and whatever else they have on demand, once, probably tomorrow, or the day after. Armor Trooper Voltorms. Now, it starts out, you know, it's just regular war mission. It's been a war that's been going on for so long, I doubt they even know what they're still warring about. Anyway, this guy, you know, he's part of this troop, or whatever you call it. And, you know, they're like, hey, you, sit out and watch the thingy or whatever. And he knows, man, something's up. They're keeping me in the dark about something. They're being corrupt and whatever. He goes off exploring on his own, sees a chick in a coffin tube, and he's like, what the fuck? And supposedly wasn't supposed to see that. So then the military's all over the case, but he badassly escapes and shit. After like getting tortured and all of this shit. There's explosions and space and robots and, oh my god, this is just right up my alley in terms of shows. Then I watched the second episode where it's 6 months later and he's in Udo, or however you pronounce it, which is this strange, very fucked up city. He ends up getting captured and now he's a slave to collect, like, these crystal shits. He finds out some corruption because the police kind of let the Boone brothers or whatever, the Boone family, just basically have their way with the towns, or city people, I should say, and capture them to be slaves in their little mining whatever thing of some really important materials, I guess. Anyway, he badassly escapes that and, well, finds this robot in a junkyard and just kind of falls asleep in it. Now, being that I missed 3 and 4 because there's an expiration date on the anime for a certain time, I'm like, oh. So I don't know what happens after that. But I'm going to definitely see if I can watch those episodes online and then pick up on the TV again. Because, man, I think I really like Voltones, man. I'm going to stay with that. I'll probably have a Voltones episode. I like it, in other words. And you'll hear more about it. I'm probably going to be all up in the series' ass. Oh man, I really can speak eloquently, can't I? I'm such an erudite individual. I'm not even sure if I'm using erudite right, but whatever. Let's start the main part of the show, the meat of the show. I've been saying that lately. Meat of the show. Brigadoon! Six-episode series created by Sunrise. It also has a manga adaptation, because there was no manga before they started the anime. They just did the anime, then they did a manga version that's only 2 volumes, but I seriously doubt they packed in everything the anime had into those little 2 volumes. They probably had to cut out a lot of stuff. Anyway, this story starts out with Marin. She is an orphan girl. She lives with her adopted grandparents and basically all the tenants of this tenement house. She considers them all family, and despite being poor, she lives a happy life. She has a best friend named Moe. She's not the most popular at school, but it's okay because she's still happy all the time. Very imaginative. The type of girl you would like for a daughter. And then there's Melon Blue, who is a monomachia gun swordsman. He just badass, almost looks like a robot, actually. He's not. And one fateful day, when this, well, she called it a flying dorama, it's just this monomachia comes from the sky and gonna attack her, kill her. Until she finds the little ampule containing Melon, he pops out, protects her, and he swears his duty to protect her. And before all this, this mysterious world appeared in the sky. And later they found out it's called Brigadoon. So basically, when you're on Brigadoon, you can see the top of Earth. When you're on Earth, you can see the top of Brigadoon. Basically, you see the two worlds like, you know, there's a ceiling, but it's not. Now, when the show first starts out, you're thinking, oh no, it's going to be another monster of the day, because she finds him, uses the ampule. I mean, Monomachia attacking her left and right, you're like, oh man, this is going to suck. But it doesn't stay that way forever. In fact, it only stays that way for a short number of episodes. I mean, this girl goes through so much. I mean, yeah, it starts out with just teasing from her classmates. Next thing you know, the cops are on her ass. Next thing you know, the whole country's on her ass. Next thing you know, everyone from Brigadoon wants to... So much horrible things happen to her. In the second half of this series is where the real drama, bloodiness, and violence really happens. The only thing is, it's in contrast with the art style. The art style is very gag manga-like. It's not cutesy, definitely not Moe. It's just very gag-like. Round characters, let's see, not too detailed. I mean, it's like a basically cartoon you would watch here in America or something. But, you know, anime. Anyway, due to the gag-like manga style, it's kind of weird because you see all these horrible things happen. You see all these, bloody, violent, dramatic moments. And you're like, this should be in some other show. It kind of doesn't work, but it kind of does work, given the circumstances. The first half isn't totally lighthearted, but it isn't totally deep either. I mean, the real stuff happens second part of the show after, well, spoiler, insert spoiler here, happens. She goes off to Brigadoon, comes back. Japan's a mess. In fact, the entire world's a mess. The world is going to end due to this thing called mutual collapse, where basically pieces of Brigadoon and pieces of Earth kind of, you know, transfer to each other. Like, you know, avalanche, except it goes up, or in some cases, down. And basically, people are suffering everywhere due to this phenomenon, and she has to try and stop it with Melon. There's another big plot twist in the third part of the story, third story arc. Don't want to spoil that here, because that just threw you for, like, left park, and it's like, what the fuck? Seriously? Not even! No way! And, of course, this means that the last few episodes are gonna be, whoa. I mean, wow. This is why I gave this the epic title, because of the second half of the series. Not to say the first half of the series isn't good. Because in the first half, you get to see and get to know Marin, Melon, and her people. She's a very charismatic character. She has an imagination that's very wild. and she's just an all-around good girl. She's a nice girl. She actually doesn't deserve to have all this shit happen to her. In fact, if this happened to, I don't know, any normal person on the street, they'd probably kill themselves in the second story arc. I'm serious, man. So many times she came close to just killing, I mean, well, dying, I should say. It's just very sad. It makes you want to just wish you could do something, but she's an anime character, so you can't. In short, I really love the story. Seeing how it progresses from the beginning to the end, and each episode does have a little bit of cliffhanger, and there is some comedy in this series, especially in the first half, where the bathhouse episode was really funny, but that was just too showy. Another episode that was just plain out cute was when her and Moe just went out for a while and did the whole best friends thing, and they found Kushitone. Another good episode, well, that started out good, was the one when she went to that expo or fair or whatever it was. And, yeah, this whole series, I consider it epic and an underrated anime. It's just, some people might not be able to get past the style. I also heard the same character designer did the ones for Gal Gaigar and Better Man. When I looked at those two anime, it's like, connection. Then I looked it up, it's like, connection. Some people say that Brigadoon's a prequel or somewhat related to that, but based on what I've seen, I don't think so. I think it's just the character designs, people. Anyway, back to Brigadoon. Yes, all the shit Marin goes through. It's just, I really don't think it's fair, and the people, how they treat her, and what happens, and how everyone thinks, it's all because of her that the world's fucked up, and it just made me want to cry a tear. It's like, poor Marin, poor Malon. But yes, at the end, I'm not going to insert a spoiler, I'm just going to say that the end seemed kind of rushed, because in episode 25, the shit hits the pan, people. Shit hits the pan deep. And you're like, how are they going to go through all this and finish it in all one episode? Because there's only one more episode left. Well, they did, but the fact is they rushed it. I mean, you had the first 15 minutes be a solution and the last 15 minutes just be a, afterward or whatever. How everything's all happy again, but still, it just seemed kind of rushed. I mean, they could have, put it over two episodes. It might have pissed off some viewers because they're like, come on, we want to see the end. What's going to happen after that? After that huge cliffhanger, what the fuck? And plus, the last episode had, a little montage for each of the characters involved at the time. So that took up time. And then just rushed through everything real quick. I think they shouldn't have rushed it. I think they could have not dragged it out, but at least put it over the span of two episodes. It kind of lessened my love of the ending. It's not Deus Ex Machina or anything. It's just that it could have been better, in my opinion. But I still love this story. I still love this show. I still love the characters, and I love everything about it. It's just that not many people know about this series. It's actually good. Just check it out. Tokyo Pop brought out the DVDs a while back, far while back. They're out of print, but they're super cheap. I looked online, I saw a lot of them for $15, $19. Don't pay over $20 for them, because there's places where they sell each disc cheaper. And I haven't found a box set of this, because I really just wanted a box set. Just felt the singles, get the box set, but I don't think there was a box set made. Tokyo Pop, how dare you! Well, I did hear that Funimation did get some of Tokyo Pop's titles, but I'm not sure if Brigadoon was one of them. I really hope so, because I do want to see a box set of this. I want to buy a box set of this. And right now, they're rerunning it on Anime Selects On Demand, so if you want to check it out, then you could. But it's at a point in the story where you're probably going to be like, what the fuck's going on? And it's part of the fucked up part of the story. I mean, it's just sad. You know when, Shadow Star Noritaru, when it starts off, oh man, this is gonna be like Pokemon, what the fuck just happened? Hey, why is that, what the? The series is like that. Maybe not to the D deep, dark extent of that, but it's like that. And what I really love is, as long as Marin and Malon are together, they both seem much better and happier. And the action of Malon and all fighting all these monsters and other gun swordsmen was actually really good. I really love the action. That will be an aspect that some people would like. Seeing action. It's not just cute little girl with problems. It's not just, I found a robot, let's fight happy. It's actually some action, good action in here. And you just get into the characters. I mean, even the secondary characters, the supporting cast, the tenement people, June, Midori, Moe, all there. I mean, wow. I know I keep saying, wow, this is epic, but I think it's an epic story. I think it's worth showing people. It's just that, will the people be into it? Because the way it starts out. But if you stick with it, it's good. It's not going to be one of those, oh, I have to wait for it to be good. Because, I mean, first episode sets things up. Second episode, something interesting happens. Third episode, interesting happens. Fourth episode, interesting happens. And by that, it gets something fucked up. Then something okay. Then something fucked up, fucked up, fucked up, fucked up. Okay part. Fucked up, fucked up, fucked up. Fucked up, ending okay. Yep, that's in a nutshell. But yes, Brigadoon, check that out. It's just a cool, sci-fi-ish, retro because it's based in 69, Japan. And go ahead, check it out. Now, I also forgot to put in the AMV of the week earlier. And in short, the AMV of the week, Abba Habba Zoot Zoot, Ebba Ebba Zazza, A Nom Nom. I'm not even sure if I even said that right. I saw this a while back, and oh man, I was addicted to it for at least a good few weeks of just, I don't know, singing it randomly as I'm walking down the street. And once someone looked weird at me at the bus when I just like sung it accidentally out loud while I was thinking, and they were like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? Ugh. Anyway, it's done with the Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot song using El Hazard, and oh man, it's just so hilarious. It's on the page. Go to the page, check it out. Also, you know, check out the voicemail, the email, the comments on the Blogspot page, and our forum where people are talking and doing stuff, and they're talking. There's people in there, and they're doing, oh my god. Yeah, I'm weird. Anyway, Vega signing off. And that was just Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try the email at vegatheodagal@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. And join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye. Box set 1 is now over. Now it's time for box set 2. You'll see.